Wow, have you seen the numbers lately? Bitcoin just rallied hard to touch the $72,500 mark. It's a massive move, driven by all that geopolitical news about the potential blockade of the Strait of Hormuz.
It definitely is a big deal. But we have to look beyond the hype. This event highlights how sensitive the cryptocurrency market has become to traditional macroeconomics, energy security, and political instability.
Exactly. And think about it, the Strait of Hormuz is such a critical choke point for global trade, accounting for about 20% of the world's oil consumption.
Right. So when reports start emerging regarding potential blockades, fears regarding energy supply chains and inflation rise immediately.
That's why investors usually look for alternative stores of value. Historically, these conditions lead people to categorize Bitcoin as digital gold, or a hedge against economic instability.
That makes sense, but we need to remember the mechanics behind this price reaction are actually quite complex.
Well, in this specific instance, the U.S. stock market reacted positively to the narrative, potentially viewing the situation as a catalyst for energy independence or supply shifts.
It seems Bitcoin just mirrored that sentiment, climbing right up to $72,500.
It suggests a temporary correlation between the crypto market and traditional equity markets during times of high volatility, doesn't it?
Despite the impressive rebound, seasoned traders are definitely sounding alarms regarding the sustainability of this price level.
I agree with those warnings. The consensus among veteran market participants is that such spikes are often driven by fear-based trading rather than fundamental value appreciation.
Traders are warning that the current price might be a local peak rather than a new floor.
There are several specific risks contributing to this caution, you know.
First, profit-taking is expected as investors who accumulated positions during the dip may be eager to sell at the top, leading to downward pressure.
And second, the price increase is largely reactive to news headlines, not driven by new institutional adoption or technological upgrades.
Third, market liquidity can dry up quickly in times of uncertainty, making the market prone to sharp drops if the buying volume isn't maintained.
These factors indicate that if the geopolitical situation stabilizes quickly, or if energy prices do not actually surge as predicted, the catalyst for the rally could vanish overnight.
For investors and traders watching the Bitcoin market, this event serves as a critical reminder of the importance of risk management.
Relying solely on geopolitical news to drive price action is a dangerous strategy.
The crypto market is highly volatile and often overreacts to news headlines.
While the rally to $72,500 is significant, it is essential to look at the broader picture of market health.
Investors should focus on long-term fundamentals rather than short-term spikes triggered by international conflicts.
The volatility caused by events like the Strait of Hormuz blockade is a feature of the current market environment, not a bug.
It is crucial to maintain a balanced portfolio and avoid overexposure to assets that are too sensitive to external shocks.
If the blockade does not materialize, or if the U.S. stock market sentiment changes, Bitcoin could follow suit, potentially retreating from these levels.
In conclusion, the recent movement of Bitcoin to $72,500 illustrates the deep interconnectedness of the global financial system.
Crypto assets are no longer isolated from the news cycle. They are deeply embedded in the fabric of economic and political events.
While the news regarding the Strait of Hormuz provided a temporary boost, the underlying message from traders is one of caution.
As the market navigates this period of geopolitical uncertainty, it will likely continue to oscillate.
Investors must remain vigilant, understanding that today's rally does not guarantee tomorrow's stability.
keeping a close eye on both the geopolitical landscape and the on-chain data will be key to navigating the next phase of this market cycle.